Tax matters. Duty waiver on vehicle imports for people with disabilities. Suspension of duty is the waiver of customs duty and surtax. Value-added tax, VAT, is payable at a rate of 14.5% based on the value of a motor vehicle plus freight, insurance and any other charges incurred before delivery of the vehicle to Zimbabwe. In terms of the Section 120 of the Customs and Excise Act, Chapter 2302, as read with Statutory Instrument 257 of 2003 and Statutory Instrument of 101 of 2011. A person living with disabilities can import one passenger or one light commercial motor vehicle without payment of the applicable duty and surtax. This is subject to the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, ZIMRA, commissioner being satisfied that the vehicle is to be used for the benefit of that person, or with a physical disability that is not temporary, if the vehicle has automatic transmission and additionally, or alternatively, special controls that render it suitable for use by that person, and the commissioner being satisfied that the vehicle is to be used by that person, or with any physical disability that impedes his personal mobility and is not temporary, whether or not the vehicle is of a description referred to above as long as the vehicle is to be used by that person. The duty to be paid on importation of motor vehicles into Zimbabwe is based on the cost, insurance and freight, CIF, value plus other incidental charges and expenses incurred in the purchase of the vehicle and its subsequent transportation up to the first point of entry, which includes Bite Bridge Border Post, Plumtree Border Post and Chirundu Border Post, etc. This CIF value and the other charges constitute what is known as the value for duty purposes, VDP. Such other charges include, inter alia, and where applicable, port handling charges, e.g. at Durban, Walvis Bay, Beira, Dar es Salaam, storage charges, and any other special handling fees, if not already included in the CIF value. The charges that are levied are customs duty, surtax and value-added tax, VAT. Surtax is only charged on passenger-type motor vehicles that are more than 5 years old at the time of importation. Please note that both customs duty and surtax, where applicable, are calculated on the VDP. VAT is calculated on the total of VDP plus the calculated customs duty payable. This value is known as the value for tax purposes, VTP. Passenger motor vehicles more than 5 years old are charged surtax at a rate of 35%. ZIMRA may, at entry points, reassess values of the motor vehicles if the declared values do not reflect a true market price in the country from where they were bought. For a motor vehicle to qualify for the rebate, it should be a sedan or a station wagon classified under tariff heading 8703 and carrying not more than 10 persons. Applicable light commercial vehicles are those classified under any of the following tariff codes: 8704.2130, 8704.2140, 8704.3130 or 8704.3140 in Statutory Instrument 111 of 2012. The year of manufacture should not be more than 10 years for a motor vehicle to qualify for the suspension of duty. For all motor vehicles that are more than 10 years, the applicant should get a license from the Ministry of Industry and Commerce. The procedure for claiming this privilege is that one should apply in writing to the ZIMRA commissioner for a possible grant of a suspension of duty for the person with disability, stating the disability and also justifying the need for that particular vehicle. Pro forma invoices for the vehicle intended for importation should be attached, and such invoice should clearly state year of manufacture, engine and chassis numbers and the cost of the vehicle. A doctor's letter stating the nature and degree of disability should be attached. Application can be posted or submitted to any ZIMRA office. Applicant will then be invited to an interview to ascertain the correctness of the application and other submitted documents. If the application is approved, the applicant will be issued with a letter granting the suspension of customs duty and surtax only, and such letter should be attached when the vehicle is finally imported. If suspension of duty is not granted, the applicant will have to pay duty and VAT. In conclusion, the applicant is required to provide a current letter from a specialist doctor stating the nature and degree of disability, giving indications of the type of vehicle you could drive under the circumstances and the extent of disability, whether it is temporary or permanent. The applicant should also provide an invoice, pro forma invoice, document for the recommended motor vehicle, which should include the following information: engine number, chassis number, type of transmission, Year of manufacture, application letter, proof of source of funds, copy of identification particulars and proof of residence. A vehicle on which duty has been suspended shall not be disposed of by the importer within 5 years of its importation unless the commissioner has given written permission for its disposal, and the suspended duty has been paid. Meanwhile, Matrix Tax School invites you to take part in the upcoming annual tax conference from May 25 to 29 in Victoria Falls. Tapara is the founder of Tax Matrix Private Limited and the CEO of Matrix Tax School. He writes in his personal capacity.